每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
1月13日，平安回家。既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。路加福音15章14节。高速公路两边的指示牌可以防止我们迷路，也可以提醒我们前方有急转弯、绕道或其他的紧急情况等等，以保证我们的安全。我们要是忽视这些指示牌，一切后果只能自负。圣经里面有一段关于浪子回头的故事。那个小儿子无视上帝为他设立的每一个远离绝境的路标，一心想要过自己的生活。他本有无数次机会转头、悔改、回家，可是他却沦落到去喂猪的地步。他的问题早在跟父亲要产业出去花天酒地之前就已经出现。他在父家衣食无忧，可他却不满足，还想要更多。他宁愿相信一种谎言，远离父亲，外面的世界更精彩。我们有时候难道不是如此吗？我们觉得上帝没有把最好的给我们，认为还有比与神建立亲密关系更好的事物，认为世界能比上帝给我们更多的精彩和满足。如此这般，我们就像那个浪子一样，最终在绝望中呼求上帝。幸运的是，上帝没有放弃，拒绝我们。那个父亲欢迎小儿子回家，天父也欢迎我们回家。他在回家路上设置了指示牌，帮助我们摆脱困境。那就是说，我们应当每天阅读圣经，不住地祷告，一心追求他的旨意，这样才能平安回家。让我们一起祷告。天父，你就是我们的家，是我们最大的盼望。求你帮助我们始终定睛仰望你。奉耶稣的名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
January 13th, Desperate Circumstances. And when he had spent everything, he began to be in want. Luke 15:14. Signposts along the highway are there to keep us from getting lost and to keep us safe by regulating our speed and warning us of sharp turns, detours, and other hazards. And when we ignore these signposts, we do so at our own peril. In the familiar story of the prodigal son, the young man ignores every signpost God has erected to keep him from desperate circumstances. Long before the young man reached the pig pen, where he finally came to his senses, he had numerous opportunities to turn around, to repent, and to go home. His problems began long before he asked his father for his inheritance and then threw it away on wine, women, and song. He was not satisfied to be in his father's house with all of his needs met. He wanted more. He believed the lie that something more exciting was in store for him away from his father. Isn't this how we behave sometimes? We think that God is holding out on us, that there is something better than a close relationship with our Heavenly Father, that the world has more excitement and fulfillment to offer us than God does. By thinking this way, and then by acting as the prodigal son, turning to God and crying out in the midst of our desperation, He will hear us. Fortunately, like the prodigal son, our Father always hears in desperate circumstances in the first place. That is why God has erected signposts along life's road to help keep us out of trouble. They include reading His Word daily, praying without ceasing, and determining to seek His will for our lives. Such a path is sure to see us home safely. Let us pray. Father, our home is with You. You are our greatest desire. Help us to always look to You. In Jesus' name, amen.